What's going on, guys? Who's today here? Welcome to another episode of Afrobeats Weekly, the podcast about African music on the continent and the diaspora. Sorry for the short break in transmission last week. We are back this week like we never left. How's everyone doing? Shout out to you and yours, wherever you're listening from. Shout out to all those guys that always check up on us anytime we don't drop an episode. Shout out to Aki Erilo, you know, always checking up on time when Nana doesn't post her episodes on time. I'm calling out my producer. Nana, why do you always? I just want to ask you a question. Why do you always post our stuff late? I'm just putting it out there. I mean, they record.
Yo.
I'm snitching. Anyways, it's the Afrobeats Weekly podcast. In case it's your first time listening, this is the podcast on all things Afrobeats. But I don't know what I'm going to do again. Since everybody's canceling Afrobeats now, we don't go pick. You're not going to pick Afrobeats name if they don't cancel it. I don't know what I'm going to call this podcast. But we'll get into that. Before we get into today's episode, I need you guys to please rate and review this podcast. It helps us grow, helps us get noticed. So as you're listening to your favorite app right now, as you're listening from your favorite app right now, please leave that 5-star rating and comment. We'd appreciate it as usual. On today's episode of Afrobeats Weekly, we will discuss Wizkid's heavy statement on whether he's an Afrobeats artist or not. And as usual, new songs, spoilers of the week, turntable chats, eliminates, and all that other good stuff. You guys should write to us, send us mail, you know, fanmail at afrobeatspod.com. That's fanmail at afrobeatspod.com. What's going on? What's going on? We'll get into the gist. I know what the gist is about. What's going on? We'll get into it later.
hey, yo. What up, man? What up? How you doing, man? What's good?
Not much. I just did, man. It's been really, really hot lately, man. I don't know what's going on with the weather. So same old heat here, traffic there. Nothing really crazy this week, as usual.
I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, tropical weather. Did you catch all that Kai Cenat, Wala, him and Davido? I don't know if you caught wind of it.
I mean, I just saw clips here and there, you know, same. Him enjoying himself in Lagos. So, I mean, it's a good thing. He came down to Lagos, enjoying himself. Make of it as you know, what it is. Of course, there's a whole lot of, like, you know, debate of, like, why is he there? Who is he?
Yeah.
You know, what is this unnecessary?
And I'm glad I'm not that old yet that I don't know who Kai Cenat is, because everybody was like, who's Kai Cenat? I'm like, man, you guys are old.
Yo, bro.
I was happy I wasn't that old yet to say, at least I know who this person is. Thank goodness. So he came, like you said, I don't know. I think he just came to have fun. I didn't see that any big deal. Yeah, you know, American young kid just coming here. You know, and I guess it kind of promotes the culture too, because you'd be surprised how many people still don't know, like, all these Davido and all these other guys.
I still have this
certain way that Africa is. So for him to come, you know, we just shed more lights and, if possible, you know, just push the culture forward. So I like it. I'm not against it. I like the young man, even though I've never watched any stream I come across is either one hip-hop person, I see something about one hip-hop person and he's clashing with the person, but it just seems like a kid that just wants to have fun. So yeah, I should free all these little children away.
Yo, like you said it, man, like I don't, he's not my, like, I'm not his demographic.
Yeah.
So for the demographic that he's, you know, I mean, he's shedding light for, like, good for them, whatever the case may be. I just see it as harmless fun, you know, harmless fun. So that's what it is.
Same thing, man. Harmless fun. So let's get into the news this week. It's kind of like a dry week too, even in terms of news and, like, still music. You know, I'm still waiting for the nobody. I think everybody's still scared. People are like, should we jump off the piano wave? Should we stay there? So everybody's still looking at what's right and what's wrong. But anyways, let's get into the news. We have here Burna Boy and Ayra Starr to perform at the Glass Glastonbury Festival. So they were earlier announced as performers at the Glastonbury Festival. This year, they joined the star-studded lineup that includes stars like SZA, Dua Lipa, and Coldplay. For Burna Boy, this is his third time performing at the festival stage, and for Aya Star, this is our first time at the festival. Both Burna and Aya will be performing at the Pyramid stage, which is the highest tier for the festival's many stages. So big up Afrobeats. I love when that happens.
We're still calling it that? Okay, no problem. big ups, you know.
Big up African music.
yo, nice. So big ups to Aya and Burna. Speaking of Aya Star, she's going to be on tour this summer. She's going to be opening up for Chris Brown. You already know what that means for me. So we'll be there to check her out. We'll be there to check her out when she comes through Toronto. So
okay, Mr. Good to all the concerts.
I got to
feedback. I guess we'll watch on your IG stories as usual.
Yo, we got to, man. We got to.
I see you. Anyways, let's move on to speaking of concerts still, man. I was seeing some Asake. Uh-huh. That he hasn't sold, as in the place. Someone today, yesterday, I think, you know how all these pictures that the blue ticks are like the ones that are empty or the ones that are still. A lot of blue ticks. And people are like, they still haven't reduced the prices. So people are, I don't think, the way it is looking, I'm pretty sure if they want anything significant, they're going to have to slash those prices to, like, I was seeing people saying $50 to $70, and that's when they can actually like think about going. But I don't know. Let's see how that happens.
Like I keep saying, it's a big venue. It's like, I won't say,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
17 to,
yes,
17 to 19,000 people, and that's a big ass venue. And I think like the what do you call it? From when they announced that, okay, he's coming, to when tickets were available, to when the show is gonna be next month. Like, I just feel like the time frame is really small. But like I said, this is not on him. This is on the promoters thinking they can accomplish this and thinking that, you know, this, they can get their money back. So hey, they gotta work, man. They gotta work. So they gotta work hard.
Just cut their losses and charge less. Or because I'm sure they've paid Asake up front, so it's maybe out of the payment too that they've, you know, adjusted their prices, because Asake is in demand right now. So I can only imagine what he would have charged them for them to charge that much.
Yeah. So
what do you think? Should they just say, you know what, we've lost on this one, let's just take half of the money and bounce? And
yo, man, who wants to take only half of the money they lost?
What's the way forward with this, man? They obviously are going to sell out, so I don't.
Man, all they can do is sell as much tickets as they can to get their money back. That's it. So I'm sure there's going to be like, you know what?
Yeah,
how much do you need to get our money back?
You know this thing about artists, yeah? I'm sure his team too would check it out. So if it doesn't really sell, you know, the optics of you performing to almost an empty stadium, then there are the stands that want to amplify it, you didn't sell. So I don't know. Anyway, let's see where this goes, man. I guess that we'll just have to see how it goes.
Hopefully. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So, second news, we have Davido's Fall earns diamond certification in France. Davido's Fall has been declared diamond by the French music certification body SNEP after exceeding 50 million streams in France. The smash single released in 2017 was produced by Kido. The song joins Wizkid's Closer, Burna Boy's Last, Aya Star's Rush, and Rema's Calm Down as the only Afrobeat song to be certified diamond in France. As the only what? Afrobeat song to be certified diamond.
Yo. We'll see how it goes, man.
Yeah, so should we, let's just get into
names. All I want to know is that I'm not going to say names here, man. So please let them not come for me. I'm not mentioning anybody's names, because, you know, that's what I'm standing on. Okay, let's go.
All right. So, but we need to give them like a context of what's happening. So for people that don't know, people that are under the, you know, people are people in the other countries that listen to us.
Yo, so shout out to you.
The artist known as Wizkid woke up Saturday morning and decided to give us a topic to speak about. And I thank him because, you know, you know, I don't send you scripts. I don't put topic because I was like, where is the topic going to come from? So shout out to Whisky for giving us a topic to speak about because we didn't have any topic. But here we are. So the story is he decided to renounce Afrobeats. And of course, you know, music Twitter had a lot to say. You know, the conversation is still ongoing because they are, because he has kind of clarified his stance now in some other tweets. But wait, let me pull up, because I screenshotted the first few tweets that he had. So he said, album done. See you soon, bitches. And I said, the funny thing about it is the font in which he uses the type is in italic. So it just sounds funny. Anyways, Zion Richard and you niggas, LOL. And please, I beg, if you like Paco Roma Whiskey, don't download this new album. In fact, delete me from your playlist and your life. Heart emoji, the white one, and ego sound. But to be honest, I don't even have much to say on this matter because it's one of those conversations that we can't all agree on because of the problematic term Afrobeats and, you know, genre this, genre that. But is this some form of album promo? I'd say yes. Does it feel maybe it's more of a pop star now? Yeah, for sure. Is he an Afrobeats artist? I think so too, no matter how much he renounces it. The Afrobeats term to me as a definition for most of the music that comes out of Nigeria has already stuck. And like I keep saying, that ship has sailed. We can't call it back again. Afrobeats has given us that name and that leverage to be able to even get Grammy nominations and everything. And because of that name, whether I would like it or not, whoever named it, nobody knows. But let's even take the recent example of Beyonce making country music. You know, both her new singles are classified under country and she's about to release a country album, but she's still a pop and R&B artist. And you don't see her coming out to say, oh, don't call me a pop artist because I want to make a country album. I think these type of statements don't help the genre. We've barely gotten there and, you know, it should be all about pushing the game forward, pushing the genre forward. If you do not want to be labeled as an Afrobeat artist, that's fine. But in the end, the type of music you make will judge. So I think my own thing, because I don't want to go back and forth, oh, it's a genre, oh, who named who? Who named what? But my own thing is, you can still do pop music or whatever music you like and not shit on Afrobeats. That's just my bit on this whole subject matter. So over to you, man.
Over to you. So I get what you're saying, but
I can't even names.
Okay, without naming any names, the bald eagle, as he, you know, as yeah, someone calls himself, the bald eagle, I sort of get where he was coming from. Was he wrong to like go? Okay, let me backtrack and just start again. Okay. I think he was wrong to go after, you know, labeling it as that, oh, Nigerians, this is what you do. That is,
yeah,
that was a shitty part of the rants,
yeah,
right? But at the end of the day, you also understand where he's coming from. And I know who he was basing that argument and like that rant at. Every day you go online. No, so I'm breaking now. So every day you go online and there are, let's say WizKid posts. No, let's say Burna posts something.
Yeah.
You're going to see a whole bunch of people in the comments shitting on Burna.
Yeah.
Half the time they're all Nigerians. And if Davido posts something, you're gonna see a whole bunch of people in the comments shitting on Davido. And if he's Wizkid, yep, posts something, and it's all the FCs,
yeah,
right. And so that also turns into, you know, because when you go, like, these people are always in the comments, they all want to know what people are saying about them,
for sure.
And so you go into the comments and this is what they read. And I hope you know, he dropped his last album, which wasn't great for, you know, because people would lump that into, oh, it's not as great as this other person's
yeah,
album.
Yeah.
It's not as great as this other person's album. You know, they're always comparing. And at some point, you just feel like, oh, but man, I'm making good music. I'm not just making Afrobeat music.
Yeah.
But we're always going to compare it, as in Nigerian fans, we'll always compare it in an Afrobeat sense. Majority, not all, So I keep saying, like, majority are going to compare it as an Afrobeat, you know, sense. Like, is this thing banging in the club? Is it banging here? Is it banging there? We don't really care about, we don't really care about if the music is making, you know, is transcending and all that. Majority of the fans are going to, you know, judge it based on, does it have these bangers? Does it have these hits that can play in the club and all that kind of stuff? So that is where it's coming from, is like, yo, look, I'm not just an Afrobeat artist. I make music all across. Which is also true for Wiz, because Wiz is, I would say, give or take, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but I think Wiz has transcended like Afro beats or all different kinds of like phases within Afrobeat faster than any other person. He's the one who's willing to take the risk, you know, willing to change the sound. The weather is, you know, slow it down when everything was all exactly going to down. So like, he's done it like at a faster pace than most people, because, you know, most people like their comfort zone. Like, okay, this is what, you know, this is what the genre likes. This is what the masses like. Wiz would be like, I want to slow it down. I want to just do like this. I want to do like that. Because he's always done it, always better and first, before almost every other person. But that's another story. So I feel like he just feels like he doesn't want to be bottled up, and they're going to judge this album based on it being with an Afrobeat ear. Because I very for sure know that it's not going to sound like, it's not going to have an amapiano beats or hits. Yeah. It's not going to have that one hit that everybody's going to be screaming about. So he's just like distancing himself from it. Like, look, y'all, for right now, as of right now, don't place me there. You know, I'm telling you right now, don't place me there. Just leave me alone. And I think that's just a defense mechanism, because he knows what is going to happen. Like, no matter what is going to happen, like, they're going to judge it based on it being Afrobeats.
What if the music comes out as such, in terms of like, and I know, I'm just, okay, let me just guess here, that's going to use the regular P2J, what's the name of this guy, P Prime, and all these other guys. But if the music comes out as Afrobeats, do we still have a right to call it such? Like, do we still say, okay, this album sounds Afrobeat, so no matter what it is you say?
I mean, if it does sound Afrobeat, like, there's nothing you can do about that. But I'm just saying, like, I think the sound is not going to be bangers. Like, I think it's really going to be slow, melodic music. Might be even, you know, straight up R&B. It might sound R&B-ish. Might sound really popish. You know, it might have ballads. Might have all those things. Because, as always, it's an album, you know, dedicated to his mom, I think. Yeah. I think that's his mom's name, right? So it might just be totally left from the sound that we're listening to right now. And he just wants to distance himself from, like, hey, you guys, I know you guys are going to try and judge it.
In distancing yourself, like, so here's my hot take too, because they now come off as, you know, because everybody and their mama is doing Afrobeats now. So it's kind of like it's now everybody's game. Everybody can do Afrobeats, you know, just get your log drums, get everything together, and you can have a hit. So I think like these top guys, the 02 and 03, are just trying to, because trust 01, 01 will go with any sound, you go jail. that's 01 superpower. But these other guys, they kind of like, the way they've, you know, patterned their music is, good music in quote. They don't conform as much, and they can't really play around as much. But so I feel like it's kind of like everybody is doing it now. So it comes off as them wanting to, you know, be superior and be like, I don't do Afrobeat music, please. I don't do the music for the commoners. That's how I see it in a way. So I don't know.
I don't see it like that though. Okay. I really don't see it like that. I just feel like they don't want to be boxed in, because like you said, they don't know how to they don't understand that you can be an Afrobeat artist but still do other genres of music. Like you see, you give the best, you know, example with the Beyonce. Like, Beyonce is a pop act. She can do country. Tomorrow Beyonce can say she wants to do a hip-hop album. You're gonna say, oh, that's a rap album, but still Beyonce. Like, so you're an Afrobeat artist. If you want to do an R&B ballad album, cool, you can do an R&B ballad album. Nobody's going to say you're not doing an R&B ballad album. But he's just trying to, I think, He wants to distance himself from it because he thinks that the Afrobeats crowd will still judge him for not making an Afrobeat banger album. That's it. That's, to be honest, what that's all I always want to think. Because every time when we listen to, an album from these guys, we're always like, where are the bangers? That's what the masses always want. Yeah. Like, where are the bangers? You know, the masses don't care about any other thing. They just want the bangers. So that's it, man.
It can work in his favor and it might work against him, because obviously if you want to categorize your music as pop, I mean, you're going to be competing with a lot of pop guys too, which might not, again, Wiz, nobody knows
how. The other guys know how to fight that pop scene. Like, it is, as you remember, we've stated this multiple times, Afrobeats is now the pop.
Yeah.
They're definitely gonna be in that field. And these guys are the ones that know how to collaborate and be in that, like, in that top field. So if they want to say, look, I'm making pop music now, hey, shoot for it. But still, you're an Afrobeat artist. It doesn't matter what you can shit on the genre, whatever you want to say, like, whatever, you're still an Afrobeat artist.
That's what it is,
man. If Bad Bunny tomorrow comes down, Bad Bunny's speaking all, English, he might have an album underneath, R&B.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we'll still say Latin artist, Bad Bunny. That's what it's gonna be. That's what it is.
At the end of the day, it's still going to be like an Yemi Kanto type of
They're still gonna say, even if he drops an album, Rolling Stone is gonna categorize it and be like, yo, Afrobeat artist, Wizkid drops a new nice pop. Like, no matter what, that's the category. It's just roll with it. But your own is to make good music and just make good music.
Exactly. I think we should just end it, man. But at the end of the day, like I tweeted too, like, just make good music. Like, just whoever is going to judge you based off your genre, if you're Afrobeat, if you're pop, if you're whatever it is you are. So at the end of the day, last, give us good music.
Everybody can jump,
I don't want to be happy and we keep short. We'll be like, yes, you're right. We shouldn't have put you here. Or you're not right. We should have put you here. Let the music speak, man.
I mean, we mentioned that, but I also, just because we forgot last week, we weren't here last week. Turner Braxton jumping on stage with Burna.
Yeah.
and absolutely not knowing any words to last was hella funny. Was super hilarious to me, but I think she was just super excited. What I felt. I feel she was just excited, caught up in the moments, and she didn't know what to do. But that's what it is.
Yeah, but great moment for Burna too, man. I like it.
Oh, end of the tour.
I thought Burna was like, this girl that collected 90% of publishing, and I'm not coming here to dance with me.
Nah, man, boy, you see to me. I don't think, like, he doesn't care. Like,
no, of course, I'm just here.
Yeah,
you don't really care about those stuff as.
Exactly. You've got them so
for the fact
exactly.
Like,
you've got.
Set and, yeah.
Bruh, that's what I was like. He's gonna, like. That's what they've done more good. So I think about it, like, just imagine if he was fighting for, 70% and that song never came out. He would have missed out on one of the biggest hits ever. So everybody always has to understand that, like, look, what are you fighting for? Do you want that song? Are you sure that song is going to be great? If that song is going to be great, do that song. It moves on to the next thing. Because if he didn't have that song, maybe you wouldn't have leverage to, like, sample the Brandy song.
I even feel like he wouldn't even have tailored that album that way in terms of, like, getting RZA, Diddy, and all these other
Exactly. So there's so many steps, and you never know, just because you wanted to fight. So, I won 80%. Look at that. You would have lost every other thing. He would have performed at the Grammys.
Yeah, so that's it. Last, make good music. speaking of good music and new songs, let's move on to the song we jammed this week. Not much, but top on the list is 100 Million by Odumodu Black featuring Tiwa Savage. Nice song. Love the trap vibe. Love Tiwa's chorus. It's those kind of songs that I'll bump, when I hear it and leave it on radio, but I don't know if I'm necessarily going back to play it actively, but say it's a good song. I have no complaints, but it's not just my go-to press play type of song. So yeah.
So I think it's a standard Odumodu Black song we've come to understand. We've come to like, you know, either like it or you don't like it. But what I do like really well about the song is just Tiwa Savage still being able to jump on a track in 2024 and being comfortable on it. Like, I feel like she's like a chameleon, that she can go on so many different styles across different types of artists. You know, her feature bag is different. And so I feel that's the highlight of the song for me. Is that, yo man, what's you guys ever doing on a Odumodu track? Not just singing a hook. Like, it's not that she just sang a hook and just moved away. Like, she was actually even dropping rap verses on it. And that's a testament to her being a superior artist. So shout out to her. Shout out to the song. 100 million, man. It's not enough.
So let's move on to Go Low by Fails. I don't know, but this one is for me. I don't know what it was. Maybe the melody, maybe the tempo. I kind of feel like it should have been another person's song, like maybe a Fireboy song, if I'm being honest. That's how I feel about it when I listen to it. So it didn't hit me at all, man. I don't know. How about you?
So I felt like the verses were for Fails, but the hook, just basically, this is just a song from, this is any song from P Square from the 2000s. Like, that's how, like, if it was just a P Square singing this, like, just take a P Square hook, put it in the middle, and that was basically what it was. So it was disjointed to me. Yeah, but I did like the production. I did like the production and the verses. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah, just sounded very off, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like it was, you know, the way he said P Square, I feel like it's like in a Fireboy that would have been like on the chorus, the way it sounded. But yeah.
Go. I was like, come on.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Fireboy, we have Liar by Justin Timberlake featuring Fireboy. Another Afrobeat and R&B collab that worked perfectly for me. Produced by Danger. You know, Justin just floats on the beats and Fireboy compliments him well. No complaints at all for me, man.
Yo, I sometimes, like, because I didn't look at the track list when I was listening to the album on Friday. And out of nowhere, you know, I just hear Fireboy's, you know, verse. And I'm just like, yo, I can't believe, and, you know, it still sometimes feels surreal to me that, you know, when I was listening to, you know, Justified or, you know, Just a Love Sound, that maybe in a couple of years would have an Afrobeat artist on.
It's insane
because look at it, it's Fireboy. It's like, and it's just, you kind of think about it as like, these are not, sometimes I'm not like, you know, shitting on Fireboy or anything, but it's like, you know, when you always think of these big, you know, pop acts, you always think, oh, they would feature only big, you know, Afrobeat acts. And here are you, like, you know, Fails can be on an Usher album, Fireboy can be on a Justin album. Like, so the field is just so big and everybody can eat. So shout out to Fireboy. This was a great collaboration.
That's what we're fighting for, man. That's why we have to name it Afrobeats. We have to find something and say, this is our own.
yo, shout out to them, man. Sure.
This is ours. You know, they say, okay, give us an Afrobeat star. They say, okay, these are the Afrobeat stars.
Yo, man.
Loaded by Bella Shmurda. Bella Shmurda. I don't know, man. Like, I'm on and off about this one. I liked it the first time. Second time, I was given another spin. I didn't really like it. I don't know. It just sounded funny to me. So, over to you.
This one's not for me. I'm gonna just put it like that. This one's not for me.
Okay, now for sure. That's all the songs we listened to this week. Let us know what you think. Use the hashtag AfroBeatsWeekly. So let's move on to the albums we jammed this week. So OG Uncle Kills by Ikechukwu. And let me just say, this is going to be one of my most played albums this year. Really? Yes, I love it. Like, Grey's Hair, really, I think you don't like it, but I love it. 14 songs.
No.
Very short. For the 5 minutes or thereabouts, 7 original tracks, 7 bonus tracks, production by Praise, Jesse, Ikechukwu himself, Studio Magic. The album features Praise, Ill Bliss, Jesse Jack, Scales, Vector. I feel like the album is refreshing. Down to the transitions for me from track to track, at least the first 7 songs, from Phenomenal to Investor, plays nicely. And I feel like he's rapping the way Ikechukwu raps, like I know him to rap. And then I love the lead single, Breeze. Such a dope song. It's different from everything you hear out there. So, and it's like something only Ikechukwu can pull off. I like it. The bottom 7 of this album, I really don't care. But that first 7 songs, the execution, the way he was rapping and kind of like sounded playful, sounded like that. Sounded like this should have been what's the name of that YBN, former YBN guy that I liked his album that was disjointed, whatever that guy's name is. Sounded kind of like.
He's a former now.
Yeah, I think it's former. It's former. He's no longer with them.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, he's no longer with them. Yeah. So the guy that came after him. What's his name? Ashake. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah.
Sounded like a better version of it, a more refined version. So, like I said, first 7 songs, I have no complaint at all. I really like the album. Over to you and your hating ass, because I know you're going to hate.
Wow. Come on. Yo, first of all, I'm gonna start where I don't like it. I thought Breeze was just a bad song.
What?
That's been me. Yes, I thought Breeze was a bad song. There's no way, unless we're listening to this, something totally different, but Breeze is a bad song. And if you're not saying, okay, it's not, production wise, it's good, but I just felt like, I don't know if it was supposed to be
Breeze.
Comical or not. There was something about the delivery that was just, it wasn't hitting. There was no musical notes in there. So
it's my playlist at all. I'm not even complaining.
Like I said, production wise, it was a good song, but it just felt like, you know, how he was delivering that ring. That thing was driving me nuts.
I know, I've always known you're driving me nuts.
So besides that, let's take away that. I thought this was a really good rapping album.
Wait, let's even take it away. You don't like Breeze. Just say it again. Let me just hear so that I can just stop this podcast now. Just say that you don't like Breeze.
Let me you know something. So when I heard Breeze, I was like, maybe this Breeze is not really that. Maybe it's not this one. Maybe, you know, let me listen to the mashup. I went to the mashup and I was just like, you know what? Nope. This song is really not like,
that mashup was trash. The mashup was trash. The mashup was disjointed. It was very disjointed. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm telling you, man. So, yeah, exactly. So, I thought the mashup would save the Breeze song. But, yeah, the mashup was just as... It was just as then, you know, the Breeze refix. I could have done without that. So that's only 3 songs of just the same Breeze, and it was just not breezing. Hey, look at that.
And I'm Breeze. I like that song. I can't believe it.
There are problems you have that we can't talk about, but let's move on. Besides that, like I say, track 1 to track 5, I think, really worked well. Jesse Jags, clearly star of, you know, the features, every feature that he featured on 4 and 5. Ill Bliss hook on Investor, dope as hell. Kill Just on White Givenchy was dope. Like, just him just spitting. The beat was, the beat felt like Rick Ross-ish, you know, if you want to put it like that. Me music-ish. And, you know, so those were like, there's some really nice points on the, you know, on the tape. But yeah, just some misses, and I didn't think Breeze needed 3 to be full tracks. 3 tracks of Breeze? Come on, man. Nah, that did not need to happen. We did not need that. He didn't need it. Nobody needed it. But hey, hey, some things happen. But yeah, besides that, man, I think, you know, Kills does what he does. He's OG. His flow, I think Kills has one of the best flows to me. Yeah. You know, he can sing multiple things and, you know, it would make it sound nice. But sometimes there's some hiccups. But yeah, overall, I think it was pretty cool. I'll take out the songs that I like and leave the rest. So.
All right. No. Well, I guess I can't argue, but to me and my fam and everybody that fucks with me, you guys fuck with this album. It's a nice album. What's the title again? OG
Uncle Kills.
OG Uncle Kills by AK Chukwu. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you guys think about the album. I totally love it. I think I'm going to be playing the hell out of it. So let's move on to the Afrobeats chart this week. We have a couple of new entries, two new entries, but going down this week to number 10 is Everything by Victoni. Number 9, we have Casper Odumodu, Black and Shady Poppy. Number 8, also going down, Different Pattern by Shady Vibes. Only Me by Asake is going down. I predicted it to be going up, but I guess it's out of the way. Big Things, Young Junkies, Daniel and Shady Vibes at number 6. New on the chart, Tony Montana, Skepta and Portable. Another new entry this week is Romeo Must Die by Ruga and Buju. Commas is at number 3, coming down, and Egwu by Chike and Mobad is coming up one notch, number 2, and number 1 last week, number 1 this week. This song is not going anywhere anytime soon. It's Twetwe by Kiss Daniel and David O. Song is stuck at number 1 and somebody has thrown away the keys and we don't know who. Oh yeah, there you have it. The turntable chart this week.
Shaka needs to come and rescue us. Yeah, that's all I can say.
But with no log drums, I don't know if you can do it with no log drums, but I don't know if I can get to that one with no log drums because it's hard. But yeah, whoever needs to rescue us, come and rescue us. So yeah, let's move on to Eliminate. I think over the weekend was Olamide's birthday. A lot of people were giving him shout out as a kingmaker, you know. Done well for him. If you are going to say, you know, sometimes we make crack the joke over for another kind of stuff, but if somebody comes and argues that he's the best rapper in Nigeria, I know my favorite, but you know, it's those kind of arguments that you'd be like, you know what, I say it, that's how good he has been over the years, he's a legend. So I said, let's do Olamide's albums. We'll do a playoff style, you know, the first album to the eighth album. So that's what we're going to do. Are you ready?
You know what? I was born ready, man. Let's do this.
I was born ready. Let's do Rhapsody and Carpe Diem. That's 2011 and 2020.
Rhapsody, Carpe Diem.
Rhapsody had that, you know, the one with what's the name? Whiskey.
I'm going with Carpe Diem. I'm gonna let you know why I'm going with Carpe Diem.
Diem has Infinity, has Triumphant with Bella Shmurda, has Loading, Loading.
Exactly. So let me tell you why I'm going with that album.
All right.
Carpe Diem came out during lockdown.
Yeah,
it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic album. And I remember, like, so I used to listen to that album, like, it was a while that I kept listening to that album. Also, just to the fact that he also had like a big billboard right next to my condo while it was pandemic. And yeah, like there was a big ass billboard. And it was just stuck there because it couldn't change, like, since there was a pandemic, they couldn't change it. Exactly. So it was there for like almost 6 months. So every time I'd walk out, just see it. And I was like, wow, like every time. And I was just like, yo, man, I kept listening to the album. So yeah, that's my pick. And also it has one of my favorite Olamide songs, Reloading. So that's where I go.
Right. I'll pay DM, it is for sure. Let's move on to Street OT 2014 and Ayon Mayweather. Street OT had Oganla, Zero Joy, Who Drop, Skelembe, Prayer for Client, Goons Me 1999, My Circle, 100 Million to Story for the Gods, and Ayon Mayweather had, let me see, had Lagos Boys, had Melo Melo, had Shakiti Bobo, hits on hits too.
This is a really hard one. Why didn't you leave this for like? Why did they have to go against each other, man?
I don't know, it's a really hard one. It's just playoffs.
I'm leaning towards Street OT. So I'm gonna go with Street OT. That's it. Right, Street OT takes it.
So Ian Mayweather is out. Let's move on to. I feel this one is easy. YBNL 2027. Versus Lagos Nawa 2017. YBNL, I can remember I was clearly reviewing it. I had wake up in the morning talking about my money. Ha, bad jam. I had Voice of the Streets, you know, Banamo with David Doe. He had Fuji House with Dami Crane. He lived for Illuminati. Dang. Remember with K-Switch, AOD, Stupid Love, Jason O'Collar. Songs on Songs. First of all, Indoor Streets with Reminisce and Base One. And Lagos Nawa had where's that? I think Lagos Nawa was when, you know, things started.
We're not even going to talk about Lagos Nawa. So let's just move. Let's just move on with YBNL. Let's just move on.
Let's just move on. Baddest Guy Ever Liveth versus The Glory.
Yes. Baddest Guy Ever Liveth. We're not doing that. Don't try that.
When I said that, I was like, these are easy picks. So Baddest Guy Ever Liveth takes that round two. So now we have Coupe DM versus 2020 Coupe DM versus YBNL 2012. One album is dear to your heart, but one album is a classic.
YBNL, man. YBNL. YBNL.
Who goes with the classic? Let's not do it. So now we have Streets OT and we have Baddest Guy Ever Liveth. 2013 and 2014.
Baddest Guy Ever Liveth had... I remember. I used to bump that album while driving from the island to the mainland. Yo, shout out, don't come to the mainland.
Anyways.
And just from the intro, man, Dotsu on the intro, that thing used to ginger me. Dotsu was like, ooh, is that his phoneta? And he had, nah. Sitting on the throne. Baddest Guy Ever Liveth.
Best, and somehow this is what I think his best two albums are: YBNL and Baddest Guy Ever Liveth. So, 2012 YBNL, 2013 Baddest Guy Ever Liveth. Two phenomenal albums.
It's Baddest Guy Ever Liveth for me. It's still that right. For me, man. That's
the Baddest Guy Ever Liveth as we celebrate Olamide and give him his flowers. That is all on this episode of Eliminate this week. And with that, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for this episode of Afrobeats Weekly. We hope you enjoyed it. New episode of the podcast drops every Monday. Make sure you subscribe to the pod on Apple, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podding from. We would love to hear from you. Use the hashtag Afrobeats Weekly. Please leave us comments, suggestions. Send your music to family at Afrobeats Pod. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, on at Afrobeats Pod. We will catch you in the next episode. Any shout out?
I want to say a big shout out to the big three. Because no matter what you want to say, there is never a dull moment with these guys. No matter what you want to call it, in this Afrobeat game of what it is, there is never a dull moment with these three guys. You know, they always know how to keep it entertaining. Because this is really, it is entertainment at the end of the day, man. It's entertainment. Yeah, and they keep it so entertaining no matter what. This was a fun time to go through. You know, everybody always like, oh, this one's cool. This one's that. And every once in a while, they just pop. They just pop and keep it popping. So shout out to Bald Eagle. You know, we see you. We're waiting for that album. I know we're ready to listen to it with fresh ears. non-Afrobeat ears, because you know he did actually say
hip-hop ears.
he did say you know certain people, certain demographics shouldn't listen to the album. This is not for you. And as a Canadian that I am, you know, hey, it's for me.
Yeah, so. For you. So I guess I'm exempted.
Yeah, look, damn, I will be reviewing that album.
I'm not going to review that album alone, man.
Alone, man, bro. Alone. I have to review it alone. So, yo, yeah. Shout out to him. Shout out to them. So, yeah, that's it. That's my shout out.
Shout out is to, you know, all the people that keep the conversation going. I know a lot of you don't like the name Afrobeats, but again, I feel that ship has sailed. Let's just agree on it, whether we like it or not. Somebody has named it. I mean, you know, I'm using it and it's opening doors. So let everybody eat off it. Afrobeats to the world today, tomorrow, and forever. So that's it. That's it. Yeah. All right, guys. Peace out.
Peace.